You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. This morning, I want to talk about a phenomenon that I have dealt with over and over and over again in my life, and that I didn't know was something to be overcome and defeated and moved past and just live free of until only recently, within the last couple of years. And that is this phenomenon of downcast, melancholy emotions. I never knew that there was like a way of living life where I didn't have this kind of heavy cloud over my spirit, over my heart. And the way that this thing looks, oh man, there's so many different symptoms, but one of the ways that this plays out for me, or has played out for me, is that it like keeps this kind of strange cap on the amount of joy or happiness that I can exhibit at any one moment. Okay, so even if I might not be like consciously thinking or overwhelmingly feeling sad things, it can affect me in this way where like I am almost afraid or just feeling unable to fully let out whatever joy or happy feelings I might be having on the inside. And it keeps you from living fully alive. And as men, we are most effective when we are fully 100% alive, when we are living out the thoughts and feelings that we have in a healthy, in a bold, confident, masculine way. If we are capping things that are inside of us, that is not healthy. And so when I get stuck with emotions like this, it keeps a cap on the good things, and it keeps me unconfident. It keeps me unable to really communicate effectively, because then my communication sounds more needy, it sounds more whiny, it sounds more, goodness, grumpy and complainy, and it's not a good thing. I didn't know that there was another mental space, another heart space to be approaching life from, and now that I have tasted and seen the other side of it, I don't want anything to do with the old side. This other space to approach life from is one of unapologetic confidence, where
nobody can touch you. Not even the closest people to you, like your wife or your kids. Nobody can touch you. And so you will do the things that you will do, knowing that you are a man who is heavily after taking care of his own, who is heavily after following Jesus, who is heavily after becoming a man of honor and nobility and character. So you are free and confident to do the things that you want to do, no matter what anybody says. That doesn't mean that you steamroll, and it doesn't mean that you are uncaring or lack understanding or compassion. But what it does mean is that you can care and you can have compassion from a place of security and confidence and strength, where you're not dependent on what anybody else thinks about you, so you can think whatever you will about them. This space is where we thrive. This space is where our marriages transform. This space is where our jobs, our finances transform. This is where we walk down the street with our head high, happy to make eye contact with strangers, not afraid to make eye contact, not afraid of the awkward moments, but we are happy to, because we know that what we have is good and nothing that anybody says or does will shake it. So the question this morning is, how do you get there? And what if you find yourself living in this amazing new type of life approach, and then you hit a roadblock, you hit a snag, you hit a pothole or whatever, and all of a sudden you divert back into the old types of feelings, and you can't really figure out why, and you wish that they would just switch back over to where they were maybe 24 hours before. What do you do? Because your feelings don't always respond like you want them to. Just because you say, hey, stop it, confidence, come back here, doesn't mean that it's going to switch automatically. So let me tell you, brothers, what I have been exercising and working in. I've been learning that in nearly every area of life, if we scramble and try to grab on to the things that we are hoping for, we lose them. And this is exactly what Jesus said. If you want to save your life, you will lose it. If you try to go after the things that you are really wanting and needing, you're not going to get them. They're going to evade you. If you are needing more money and you're desperate for it, and so you are building your business and finding all the ways that you can get people to pay you money, and you're building it all just to get money, you're not going to thrive. And that's what every entrepreneur says. You will thrive when you give. If you're desperate for confidence, and when you find that it has left a little while, so you desperately grab for it and say, oh God, please bring it back. Please, God, what is going on? Please come back. I'm okay. Come on. Come on. And you get desperate for it. You're not going to get it. You're going to dig yourself deeper. So instead of looking at the thing that is missing, the thing that has left, the thing that you wish would come back, and begging it to, and begging God to send it back, I challenge you, brother, to turn your attention in the other direction, and instead of looking at the thing you want, look at the source, look at the answer. And instead, when you pray, God, I thank you that no matter what I feel right now, I am on a trajectory of growing into my full masculine strength, into my full confidence, into my full joy, where I am untouchable by anything and anybody. And I thank you, God, that even though I may not feel it right now, I am untouchable, because you declare me to be. And I thank you, Jesus, that when I return home from work today, this afternoon, I will walk through those doors with my head held high because I am comfortable with myself and who you have made me to be. And I will be fully exuberant of joy and of confidence because that's who you've made me to be. And I can do that. I choose to do that even though I may not feel it right now. My feelings don't matter. They will not dictate who I am. You, the Word, the truth of God dictates who I am. And you begin praying and declaring out the things that you know to be true of you, even though they may not feel true of you. And you declare these things and you set your eyes on them. And you don't take no for an answer because you are not a man who is swayed by your feelings. You're a man who is solid in your conviction. You're a man who is confident in who God has made you to be. You're done being this weak man who is tossed by the waves of your emotions. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Until next time, thanks for listening.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out. Take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.